Greetings, you're listening to Mortain Rambles On and On and On About Books. Today is Thursday, December 7th, and just a heads up for you all listening at home, we are moving Mortain Rambles On and On and On About Books from Blogger to my own web server. I'll be updating the FeedBurner feed myself, so you shouldn't have any interruption in service, but if you do, just head on over to mortain.com/blog. And you'll find it there. So today I'm reviewing Lyriel by Garth Nix. This is a young adult novel, the second in the Abhorsen series. Last year I enjoyed the first novel, Sabriel, quite a lot, enough that I read a book in an entirely different series by Garth Nix just on accident. And I should note here that I am listening to these in unabridged audiobook from audible.com. They're read by Tim Curry, and if you know anything about Tim Curry's voice, you'll understand when I say that he is the perfect voice actor for this series. The series tends to be a little bit dark fantasy. The main characters spend a lot of time in the land of death. So, summary. Lyriel is a daughter of the Clair, the seers of the Old Kingdom. She, however, unlike all the other Clair in training, does not have the gift of foresight. What she does have is intelligence and spirit. In fact, whenever she manages not to mope around about her lack of station, she actually has a lot of confidence. The good. It's always nice to visit old friends, like favorite characters in a series. It's even nicer when the author of those characters has given them time to grow and doesn't fall into the trap of presenting you with their offspring, but their offspring is overly intelligent child prodigies. Nix writes a wonderful family story here. He has Sabriel and Touchstone, the heroes of the first book, having grown up, become adults, they have children, they have concerns of their own, and he writes their preteen and teenage and young adult characters very well. There are no child prodigies in his land. I love that. I mean, I guess there are child prodigies, but they're secondary characters who Lyriel finds very irritating. So it works really well for me. The bad. If anything, the heroes of Lyriel being in their late teens and early 20s might be a little immature for their ages. It's certainly refreshing to have a more realistic look at the later teen years, but what I remember most about that time was being in a constant state of hormonal confusion every time I turned around. And Nix strays neatly away from all discussions of sexuality and development, mainly by just addressing them frankly but with no passion. It's too bad, because the relationship that he presents in this book is ripe for sexual confusion, and it almost seems like the book is lacking without it. The ugly. Anyone who has read both Sabriel and Lyriel can't help but find the ending of Lyriel to be something of a disappointment. Now, if you haven't read Sabriel, you might not actually have that problem, because Sabriel stands alone. So it's not that the ending of Lyriel is such a letdown, it's just it feels very unfinished. So Sabriel took us on this complete adventure, a heroic journey with a beginning, a middle, and ending, and Lyriel stops right before the meat of the story, before embarking on the actual major conflict. This could be forgiven in a bridging book. You know, if you have a trilogy, the middle book tends to be a little bit murky in terms of beginnings and endings. However, Sabriel was such a standalone novel. Lyriel isn't really a bridge there. It's just more like an introduction to the third book in the series, Abhorsen, which is also on my reading list. So I would say, in terms of a grade for this book, I would give it probably an A- for young adult readers, a nice solid B to B+ for those of us who are a little bit older and maybe a little more critical. So that's my take on Lyriel. I hope you've enjoyed this much shorter edition of Mortain Rambles On and On and On About Books. Please do stop by at mortain.com and drop me a note, drop me a line, say hi, let me know what you're reading. Thanks. Bye.